Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking export numbers in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
The most recent export data out for the month of October from the USDA, compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel has looked under the hood at the numbers. He's given us an overview of the numbers, but also a little bit of color commentary on a country-by-country basis.
You know, continuation of the trends we've seen all year. Beef exports were up in the month of October, and we're up about 20% on a year-over-year basis for total beef exports. You know, we're running almost 9% above the previous record level for the year-to-date in 2018. So we're on track to see a new record level of beef exports. You know, we're up. Obviously, the leading growth market there is the China-Hong Kong market. You know, it's up about 130% for the year to date. But we're seeing good growth in our exports to South Korea. We're recovering our exports to Mexico, which dropped sharply last year. So we're still not, we're not above 2019 levels, but we are recovering there. Japan is kind of holding its own. Japan is our biggest market by a little bit. South Korea is closing the gap here. But Japan, it was up in the month of October slightly, but it's down fractionally, less than 1% decrease for the year to date for that Japanese market. So, you know, what we're seeing is we're really seeing a convergence of these Asian markets. Japan still number one, South Korea right behind it, and China, Hong Kong closing the gap within, you know, maybe not next year in 2022, but within the foreseeable future at the rate we're going, China, Hong Kong may be in the running for our biggest beef market.
Meanwhile, here in North America, Dr. Peel believes that we're getting more integrated all the time when it comes to live cattle trade between Canada, Mexico, and the United States.
Yeah, you know, North American live cattle trade continues to evolve, kind of like the meat markets have, and I would describe it as a more integrated market. We're seeing more specific product flows, or in this case, animal flows. So our imports of cattle from both Canada and Mexico are down for the year. Mexico's down sharply, about 32% for the year to date in terms of the number of feeder cattle imported. Not only that, in the last two or three years, we've seen significant growth in exports of cattle to Canada and Mexico from the U.S., in particular to Canada. And so, when you factor in increased outflows of cattle balanced against those decreased inflows, we're seeing, year-to-date net cattle imports into the U.S. down about 35% compared to last year. So, you know, it's kind of an evolving picture. I think it reflects, again, the way the industries are evolving in all three countries. And we're seeing these cattle flows, sort of move to the way the structure of the industry is changing, as well as the economic incentives that are in place in the different countries.
From Oklahoma State University, Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your final Superior Video Livestock Auction of 2021 coming up on Thursday, December 16th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 21,300 head, including 3,700 yearling steers, 2,100 yearling heifers, and over 11,000 weaned calves. Learn more by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.